BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, more Lisa and Steve. Our couple who have moved out of the friendship zone and into a relationship for 7 days as an experiment just to see how it goes. Today we speak to their friends and family, and I warn you, on this podcast there is a shocking revelation. Greg James is on Real or No Real. I play The Fox again, my new favourite, and Annie Mack is back on Radio 1 with Innuendo Bingo.
BBC Radio 1.
Amanda's been on Twitter going, I need my daily dose of the Lisa and Steve theme tune. I can't get it out of my head. I was tweeting the lyrics to it last night.
It came to me in a moment of glory. I thought to myself, I wanted to create a theme tune. So I was trying to find something that rhymed with Lisa and Steve.
And you came up with When You Believe.
And then I thought of that When You Believe song, only because it's on the X Factor loads, isn't it? It's emotional.
Yeah. Who's getting the monies for this continuous playing of When You Believe?
Now, trust me, I've not received a penny.
It's not your song.
Well,
not your song, it's a cover. You don't get any money.
Well, I don't think anyone here is getting any money then, are they?
No.
Not me, not Lisa, not Steve.
Does Leon Jackson get any? It wasn't his song.
He did release that though, didn't he?
No, it was the winner's song, wasn't it?
That was the winner's one.
Wasn't him though. Wasn't the original by Mariah Carey, I think.
And Whitney Houston.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So Lisa and Steve coming up at 2:45 today.
Do you think Leon Jackson would be proud with what I've done with it? Or
yeah, he'll be pleased. It's what he would have wanted. Now, every time I go out, I have noticed something, and you will back this up. I'm always the cheeky guy who asks for his phone to be put on charge behind the bar.
Yeah.
Aren't I?
And also, I don't know if we should be saying this for security reasons, obviously, but you're happy to just literally plug it in and leave it.
I'm not. It's just that I trust all the people in that place.
Don't trust everyone in the pub.
What, don't trust people in central London? Is that what you're saying?
But often they put plugs in tricky places, so they'll be like up a wall.
Yeah.
And you will happily hang your phone.
Yeah. I just need the charge. I can't be without it. So last night, I was in a place where I go quite a lot, and they refused to do it.
Oh, really?
They were like, no. I was like, what? Are you worried about I'm stealing all your power?
Mm.
Why? And they've let me do it before. It was a flat no. Like, maybe if people are listening who work in bars or restaurants, does it really annoy you? Am I genuinely really annoying the landlord or the bar staff?
But what, were you drinking water?
No, I was spending some money in there.
Yeah.
But like, really, how much is it going to cost you? Because
like,
I'll pay you the 5p or whatever I'm using.
Can you answer me this as well, whilst we're talking bars? If you have a soda water, right?
Yeah.
Is that differently priced? You know how if you ask for some water, you normally get it for free.
Yeah.
If you want some water.
Yeah.
But when you ask for soda water, fizzy water...
No, I've been charged for that.
Same.
Yeah. Or if you put a little bit of lime in it.
What? No, I get that. But surely water's water.
Well, no, because it comes out of that thing.
No, but so's the other water, isn't it?
That's just from the tap.
Oh,
they've got
right.
to go... That's going to cost you at least 60p.
Right.
I'm Scott Mills. I'm just talking about people who let you charge your phone behind the bar. People that work in bars. A lot of soda water is free, by the way. I've been charged for that.
Yeah,
it's just you're paying for the bubbles, basically. It's just tap water out of that, one of them things. Caution. There is a chance that people will take your phone and plug it into a computer, like Scott in Manchester did. The guy was like, can I charge my phone? Plugged it into the computer and then had a look at all of his photos and numbers.
Does that mean you've then got to ask them if you say, can you charge my phone? They're like, yeah.
Yeah. Can I just check? You're not plugging that into a computer, are you?
No.
Yeah, that's going to be awkward.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
But many bar people are very happy to, unless they're really busy. And then someone's like, can I have my phone back? And they're like, hello, I'm serving people. That really annoys them. Okay, I'm very excited for bingo today. It's the return of Annie Mack to Radio 1. She has bought a wipe-on, wipe-off raincoat in the face.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, don't start with that. But then
maybe let's not talk about it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she'd be in the loo changing now, will she?
Probably.
So. bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to watch the return of Annie Mack on Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, that is Matrix and Future Bound, Magnetic Eyes. Right, I thought I'd just ask a very good question there to Annie Mac. I'm not very good with girls, but I just asked... I just asked, is it good being a mum? And Chris is like, that's a pathetic question.
It's an odd question.
Chris Lachlan, what sort of a question is that? I think it's a very valid question, and the answer is yes.
Thank you. Annie Mac, welcome back.
Hey,
it's really
you.
Good to see you.
It's kind of weird, you know.
What, being back here?
Yeah, just as I walked in the door of the office, the news junction happened, and it was just like, oh my God, I'm back. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much, I've just been trying to get all the gossip out of Scott.
We don't really have anything.
It's been 4 months. Nothing's happened.
Not that much, no.
Something must have happened.
I mean, big weekend, Radio 1 in Ibiza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Glastonbury,
yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, well, the festivals happen. Please don't be put off by that microphone in front of you.
I mean, it looks pretty gross.
It's kind of sinister, isn't it?
It's nothing against you
It's got a surgical glove attached to it.
That's right, I've got a job lot. So it's just to protect the microphone. If you're watching on the website now, you can, by the way, on your phone, bbc.co.uk/radio1, or on your computer. Watch us live now on the internet. We're playing Innuendo Bingo. Let's do it.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, my God. That's you.
It's been a while with us, hasn't
it? It's quite an incredible sounding jingle for such a pure feature.
Yep, the jingle's changed.
Yeah,
it's quite theme parkish, this, isn't it?
Yeah, do you think it's funny, Scott, that I've been away for 4 months on maternity leave, and this is the first thing I'm doing?
Well, that's what we were just discussing.
Chris spitting water all over my chest. I am wearing, by the way, a wipe clean patent raincoat.
It's lush as well,
with the hood up. Thank you.
Now, we were discussing this earlier. It's like, is this really the first thing she's doing when she's back on Radio 1? And
it is.
Thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Promote your show, please, because you're back on tomorrow night.
Back on tomorrow night. I'm doing the Nick's Tape in the morning.
Oh, wow.
I'm lately the rollout girl this week for the promo. So Nick's Tape in the morning, which is going to be good fun. And then tomorrow night, back on air. Friday, we've got like a new thing from Scream. He's coming in. We're going to be chatting to Disclosure. Just all the usual big Friday night raving shenanigans. And I can't wait.
Mm. It's good to have you back on.
Thank you, Scott. No,
okay.
It's good. Bree's done a wicked job. I'm looking forward to coming back.
Yeah. Okay, let's play Innuendo Bingo then. Let's get to it. Watch this on your phone now, on your computer. Let you remember how to play this, don't you?
So do we drink it now?
Lots of water. Fill your cheeks, okay? It's all coming back to you now, Annie. What? Yes?
Have you washed your mouth out since you ate that hot dog?
Yeah, I was just thinking that myself, yeah.
Can you just you just wash it out?
No, I did. I just did that.
Have a little swirl.
Yeah, it's fine.
Have a bit of a swirl.
It was only two.
Okay.
Do you eat two hot dogs?
Mm. I'm going to have the remnants of hot dog all over my raincoat.
Is it new?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
You bite it specially.
You good? Okay, right. I'm doing it now.
Okay, here we go. So, let us know if you're watching for the first time today. Get to the Ready More website. First of all, we're going over to The Chase with Bradley Walsh. And Bradley wasn't expecting one of the contestants to say this.
I don't really know whether I should tell you about it or not, but I'm going to. I was working for a scaffolding company and I worked in the erection department.
Small wee from Stark. Annie Mac's fine.
Got away with that, yeah.
And we're off.
I like the accent.
Yeah. Jump back up your jean.
Okay, Emma. Remember, straight on.
I know. You're really paranoid about this, aren't you? Mm.
Why? Have you not bought a change of clothes?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Okay, next we're going to Chris Evans on BBC Radio 2. And his special guest yesterday was Sir Elton John. And here's Elton telling us his favourite thing about arriving home after a long journey.
Well, it's just about everyone who travels, and not any time of the year. I mean, there's, you know, when you come back home and you go through the back door...
Oh, that wasn't me. Welcome back, Annie. Well played.
Oh.
Look at what you got me.
Oh, yeah, I got you good there. Okay.
You all right?
That was a really good one.
People are loving your raincoat.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Sir Elton. Loads of water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Over to Come Dine With Me now. And I don't know about you, but I don't... What? What happened? What happened?
What has happened?
What are you doing?
You just started laughing and I couldn't not.
Okay.
Oh, I need water. Re-up. I need a re-up. Thanks. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Come dine with me. I don't think I've ever come across this type of dessert. Let me know if you have.
I wanted to surround my chocolate starfish with a little meat.
That is not real.
It's real. It's an actual dessert.
That is not real.
It is.
I wanted to surround my chocolate starfish with a little mystery.
Oh, for goodness sake. How many more of these are there? I'm going to need to change clothes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You're making her angry, Chris.
I'm not doing anything. You got me right in the crotch.
I've got him good, seriously.
Over to Celebrity Master Chef now. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Janet Street Porter has an unexpected speciality here.
Janet, the rabbit's all right for you because you already cooked some rabbit for us at a medieval banquet.
Yeah, when I did that, I had to bone 16 rabbits in a very, very short space of time.
Come on! No! Yeah. Did she not realise after she
I know.
Said it?
Thank you very much. If you've sent in these clips, we couldn't do this without you, so keep them coming, please, on my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Ready?
Okay, hang on, what's it?
Dan in his tractors, hedge trimming, in Cornwall, watching for the first time. Mm. Woo, welcome back, Annie, love your coat, says Jason. There's loads of people. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm under control. My buttocks are clenched, my lips are pursed.
Janet Street Porter there.
I managed to get away with that one. Chris has still got it in his mouth. Swallowed.
Okay.
Yeah.
more water.
Okay. I mean, that boning rabbits one was...
Yeah, silly.
That was deep.
Okay, back to this week's Dragon's Den now.
All right.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Over on Dragon's Den, this week's episode was a real learning experience for Deborah Meaden.
Let's try.
Yep.
Go for it, Deborah.
Hold on, no, there's two holes. I get it. Yeah, okay. I haven't got my glasses on, so it's not helping.
It's not got her glasses on, it's not helping. Oh, bless you, Mrs. Mead.
Yep.
Go for it, Deborah.
Hold on, no, there's two holes. I get it. Yeah, okay. I haven't got my glasses on, so that's not helping.
Okay.
I can lend you jeans if you want.
Thanks.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go home the tube and people are going to think I've had an accident.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Spot.
Let me just get you a cab. Shall I get you a cab?
Yes, please. Just put it on account. Producer Cara?
No.
Oh, I'll get you a cab.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Back to come
dine
with me.
Okay, hang on.
It'll be interesting to know whether or not any of my guests have come across a chocolate starfish before.
I mean, how many times did she say it without
It was
her
dessert. It's her dessert, that's why.
She doesn't know.
Okay, more water, please.
She doesn't know.
I need a re-up.
Re-up.
That's a fresh.
Cheers.
Over to Boris Johnson now. Ready?
Just going right through again.
Here we go. Boris Johnson making an apology. Water. Making an apology after an unfortunate incident in the chamber of the London Assembly.
I'm sorry. I apologise to it just popped out.
Think about it. Okay.
Too many things to say there.
I know. Let's not.
Yep.
So we're sticking with politics next on Innuendo Bingo.
How many? I mean, this is...
Just a couple more. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Mm-hmm. More surprising behaviour, this time from David Cameron.
The dominant picture from that joint appearance with Mr Clegg in Essex shows the Prime Minister jacket off.
Well done, Annie. Well held.
Well done, Annie.
Thanks to loads of people for sending this next one in. Over to the Hairy Bikers on BBC Two. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And the bikers are getting quite an eyeful from this member of the public.
Whoa, the size of them are enough to make your eyes water.
But I'm quite pleased with them. They're about 18 inches, and there are some bigger ones here. What I'm doing at the moment is cleaning off the dead skin.
Ah! Oh, my goodness. Oh, what a picture.
OK, we're almost there.
OK. I'm all right. Hang on, I've got...
Whew. Over to BBC Radio 2.
My boxes are... What's that?
Radio 2, and Jeremy Vine has done an item on newborn chicks.
What is his name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, yes. There is a reason for it, though.
Well, now I'm trying to work out if I should ask the reason or ask about the earring.
No, no, it's actually quite simple. The school incubated some eggs and they named all the chicks after some teachers. So we have Sarah, Mary and Adam. And Mary and Adam are turned out to be girls and Sarah turned out to be a cock.
Chris knew what was coming. That was on last week.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I know. All happens on Jeremy Vine. Okay, here we go. More water, please.
I pretty much leaked by the time I sprayed.
I know. Hate that. And over to Come Dine With Me again.
Does my chocolate starfish taste better than it looks?
Ridiculous.
Someone needs to have a word.
Does my chocolate starfish taste better than it looks?
I know.
Surely someone in the studio was just like, please.
No, that hasn't happened. The way through the episode.
Oh, my God.
And finally.
Okay.
Back again to that episode of Dragon's Den. And Peter Jones really enjoying this demonstration.
And I've got two balls in the air. It's really strange. One is saying out and one saying in.
And that, everybody, was Annie Mack, the return of Annie Mack on Innuendo Bingo, back on Radio 1 tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Starting the weekend at 7 p.m, you know it. Thank you, Annie Mack.
Thank you, Scott. Thank
Good
you,
to
Chris.
See you.
Thank you.
So, I have ready for tonight's Freshers gig in Edinburgh the song that is going to close my DJ set, which is the Lisa and Steve theme tune.
Oh, it's going to be a moment.
Shall I video it, see what the reaction is?
And equally, anyone who might be at this gig, if they can video it as well.
Yeah.
Let's make it a real thing.
I'm going to get all the freshers, obviously, because everyone's new. Everyone's making new friends to kind of like link arms, maybe sway from side to side to the Lisa and Steve theme.
Well, I think it'll be really nice because that way people will meet other people who obviously listen to the show. Yeah. You can become friends like that, can't you?
I really like it. So if you're a fresher tonight in Edinburgh, you've got a treat at the end of the night. Now, I burned it onto CD off of 2005.
Yeah.
So don't let me forget to take them.
Okay.
All right. I've got two copies in case one fails.
You're definitely going to do it?
Definitely tonight, yes.
Definitely, all right.
It's happening.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Naughty boy in the live lounge.
You said hello to him earlier as well, didn't you?
Noughts, yeah, my friend.
Is your boy?
It's your boy. He, we just embraced. And actually, he's a big fan of Lisa and Steve.
Could you see yourself joining the naughty family?
Absolutely, yes. I am this close away from being invited to one of the parties at Hotel Cabana. I know
No way.
It's going to happen any day now.
Mm.
Yeah. So Naughty Boy is loving Lisa and Steve, like
is
the
he?
Rest of the nation. Yeah, yeah, listen.
Yo, Scott, it's Naughty Boy here. Just wanted to say that I've heard about this amazing love story of Lisa and Steve, and I just wanted to... put it out there that when they're ready to get married, you know, I'm here for the DJ set. I'm rather expensive, but we can sort something out.
That's ridiculous.
I'm rather expensive.
This whole thing is ridiculous.
I know. Do you know who else loves Lisa and Steve?
Who?
Do you want to know?
Is it a celebrity?
Yes.
No way. Any other clues? Profession?
He is... biggest DJ in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. I don't quite believe it if it's who I think it is.
He obsessed with Lisa and Steve. Avicii.
Hi, Scott. It's Avicii. Just wanted to say I'm loving the Lisa and Steve story. Good luck, guys.
He wasn't reading that.
Come on.
That is Avicii.
Is it actually Avicii?
Yes.
Hi, Scott. It's Avicii. Just wanted to say I'm loving the Lisa and Steve story. Good luck, guys.
As you can tell, he listens to it every day. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Hey, Charlotte, on Twitter. She says, time goes so slow when you're waiting for hashtag Lisa and Steve. We've got an update on how it's going. If you've not heard this before, where have you been? Avicii loves it. Oh yeah, Darren on Twitter saying that Avicii doesn't sound into it at all. Yes, he is. Listen.
Hi, Scott. It's Avicii. Just wanted to say I'm loving the Lisa and Steve story. Good luck, guys.
It sounds like he's never heard of them, but he actually has.
I'm sure he's following it on Twitter using the hashtag Lisa and Steve.
Yes, though. He is. I think. Anyway, Charlotte, 2:45 today, an update on our two listeners who are mates, but for a week are trying it out to see how it goes, going out with each other in an exclusive relationship. They've changed their Facebook statuses and they're giving it a go. Day 6 today, it's nearly over. What am I going to do with my life? And Laura has been on and she's come to see me at Freshers in Edinburgh tonight and promises she will sway and sing along loudly to Lisa and Steve thing. Good. Well, there's one person that'll do it then. Today, instead of speaking to Lisa and Steve, I want to find out what's really going on, because it's day 6. Got one day left of this 7-day experiment where Lisa and Steve are in a relationship. So let's find out from the people who know them the best. Hello, Steve's sister, Kat.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. So obviously you've been watching this whole thing develop over the last few days.
Yes, I have.
Now, you live with Steve, don't you?
I do, yeah.
So were you at the date last night? Because it was movie night, but it was in his house.
Kind of. I was there, but not part of the date, if you know what I mean.
All right, so you were just kind of...
I was there, I did see them both.
In another room.
Yeah, I was listening in a little bit as well.
Yes, I love this. Now, I hear that he was worrying about what to wear.
Well, he actually said to me, as it's at home, can I get away with wearing my joggers? They're far more comfortable. So I said maybe, but in the end he went with jeans. He thought he'd be a bit smarter.
So, Kat, was he genuinely worried about what he was going to wear to this date?
Well, yeah, I think he had to check with me what was acceptable for a date.
Did he provide snacks for the date, do you know?
Oh, definitely. He went all out with that. He came back with some diet drinks.
Yes, good lad.
And plenty of sweets and crisps and popcorn. So,
tell me about what's happening at Steve's work at the moment with the lads.
Oh, they've been rather entertained. Apparently he's been singing his own theme tune.
No, he hasn't.
He has. Whoa. The Steve's theme tune has been stuck in his head and he's been walking around the building site singing.
That's bad, singing your own theme tune.
Yeah, that's what they said.
So, Kat, do you think they make a cute couple?
I think they do, but I think Lisa could do better, if I'm honest.
Oh, that's your brother?
I know. Of course she can do better.
Oh, wow.
Lisa can do better than your little brother?
I think she could, yeah.
Well, Steve's on the line. Steve, what have you got to say about that?
I think she's talking crazy. Lisa's very lucky to have a bloke like me.
Sorry, Kat, I forgot to mention that... that he was on the line listening to all of that.
That's fine.
Steve, can you actually believe that your sister just said that Lisa could do better than you?
Oh, no, I'm outraged by that.
What do you mean?
I have to live with you.
Yeah, but you know how good I am. I'm amazing.
That he's good when he wants something.
But, Steve, what
in
bad...
In fact, he did actually help tidy the house yesterday because Lisa was coming round.
Ah.
Until this started, actually, I might add... he suddenly decided to spring clean his room on Saturday and it's been kept tidy ever since.
Yes. I love this.
I did not tidy my room, specifically. My room had got in a bit of a mess recently, so I decided it was time for a spring clean, not right. because of this at all.
Calm down.
Okay, it was coincidence then.
You don't need to be so defensive.
Not been defensive, just stating the facts.
Spring cleaning the room, though, Steve.
Yeah, have you done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wish this thing was extended. It would last longer.
Well, Kat, thank you very much for speaking to us. You've provided a bit more of an insight than we've had, to be honest.
Steve's not the most talkative, is he?
I like this idea, Scott. This is a good one of yours with the friends and family, because I feel that we're learning a lot more about this relationship than we have done this week, really.
The nation is gripped with Lisa and Steve. It's day six. Let's speak to another person that knows them both very well. It's mutual friend of Lisa and Steve, Deeks. Hiya.
How do?
How do? All right, Deeks?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Yes, I'm good. So you're really good mates with both of them.
I am, yeah.
And I bet you're enjoying this week a lot, right?
It's been hilarious. I've absolutely loved it. I've just been ripping it out of Steve all week.
I've heard about this, and I've heard you're very keen to come on the radio and talk about it as well.
Well, he does say that, but he tends to make a lot of stuff up.
Really?
Yeah, he does. He hides it very well, to say.
Oh, what do you mean?
He comes across, well, the way he things he says to me and the boys at work, dig a little bit deeper, you find out they've been doing some lip-locking.
What?
Yeah, they've had a proper couple of smoochies.
No, they haven't.
No way, Deeks.
They have.
When?
Last night and the night before that. Beauty and the Beast night and the night they went to Aruba.
Give me a second. Lisa and Steve are on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Right, what happened, please? Why didn't you tell me this?
Well, you didn't ask.
Yes, we did.
You didn't ask yesterday. If you'd asked, I would have said.
But it's happened... Right, Deeks, how many times has it happened?
That I know of, twice.
Oh, Deeks! This is a bombshell.
Oh, God.
Lisa, you're meant to tell us these things.
Right, no. Oh, it's gone, Jeremy Kyle. One at a time, please. Steve?
Yeah, it's quite true.
Wow. I'm really glad that we got Deeks on, to be honest, because we would never have known this.
Staggering. Lisa, the whole point of this was that you told us what was going on. You can't say if we don't ask, you're not going to tell.
Yeah. The whole nation is following this.
Scott, I mean, what else do we need to ask her then? I mean, where's the line drawn?
what else do you know, Deeks?
That's all that they're prepared to tell me at the moment.
Okay.
If I say any more... I might get a beating in the van on the way home.
Frankly.
Oh, dear.
Frankly, I'm glad that we called you.
No worries.
Deeks, I wish we'd called...
Sorry, I just put you in it.
My parents are listening. Cheers, Deeks.
Hello, Lisa's mum.
Hi, Mum.
Deeks, I only wish we'd called you earlier in the week.
Yeah, I did tell Steve. I said to Steve yesterday, I said, oh, you got to tell him, it's going to be big news. He's like, no.
Bin. Oh, Steve.
Yes, it was at all.
What?
Yes, it was. It wasn't.
I'm loving Deeks.
Oh man, you crack me up.
I vote Deeks to be the new Jeremy Kyle.
Oh yeah, well, shotgun.
I imagine that you two will be calling each other quite soon after this chat. So I'll let you get off the phone.
Okay, cool.
Good. All right. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Steve. And most importantly, thank you, Deeks, for this new information.
No problem. I'll see you guys later down the pub, yeah?
Yeah, see you later.
Wow, at least they're all still friends.
For now.
Why don't we get them in tomorrow? Because it's the last day of Lisa and Steve.
Lisa and Steve.
And I want to actually meet them.
Oh, my word.
Do you think that's going to be possible?
I guess we can ask.
Let's ask that question. Wouldn't it be good, though, like to end the week and to end the 7-day experiment where they've moved from the friend zone into a relationship... Because we'll be able to get eye contact with them as well, to see what they really think.
I suppose tomorrow is the big decision, I guess. I mean, this was the experiment. It's
7 days. Are they going to continue it, or are they going to go back to being friends, which they said they're happy to do? And, like, this whole thing won't affect their friendship at all. But I would quite like to meet them to see what they're actually like.
I think it would be a nice way to round it off. It could be good.
Okay, let me try and have a word. I'll have a word.
All right.
This is BBC Radio 1. Tell you what I haven't had for a couple of days. Do you know what?
What's that?
My fix of the fox.
Oh, go! Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot.
Ducks say quack and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
You know you love it. 20 million views now on the internet.
What the fox say?
For the Fox by Ylvis, off of Norway.
Bonkers.
What the fox say?
We've worked out what the actual fox says. It's off Blurred Lines. That's what the
yeah.
That's what they sound like outside my house. So this song is huge online.
What the fox say? Happy, happy, happy home.
But weirdly, you can't buy it now. It seems to have been removed. I think it was on a certain music site where you could buy songs, but not anymore. I reckon they're holding back on it.
I think it's wrong.
They'll put it out, because I reckon as soon as they do now, it will be number one all over the world.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Greg James.
Yeah.
Hi.
How's everything here?
All right.
Sure, Chris?
I feel like it's a Friday, but it's really not.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean?
But also, this is my second Reel on No Reel of the week.
I know.
Do I have to be Charlie Sloth again, or am I me?
No, you're just me. You today, not
I'll
me.
Be me.
That'd be weird. It's just fine being you. Something's different about you today.
My hair's going the other way for a secret reason.
Are you wearing makeup?
For a secret reason.
Oh.
Oh.
When will that be revealed, please?
Don't know. Maybe Monday? Just saying.
So, I quite like it that it's gone the other way, your hair.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. It's quite bouffant, but I quite like it.
More volume today?
Yes, a lot more volume. Have you been putting that volumizing spray on it?
More hair, more hairspray.
Yes.
More sea salt.
That is not moving, that hair, is it?
Right.
I wonder what he's doing. And a bit of eyeliner. Is there a bit of eyeliner on there?
A bit of eye makeup.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Okay. Something special.
And Guy Scarra, is that one?
Guy Scarra?
Is that?
I don't know.
Is that something?
No.
I don't know.
Manscara.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Guyliner.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now it's time for Reel or No Reel. Greg James.
Before becoming a formidable rapper, 2 Chainz spent 2 years performing in his local church choir.
I can imagine it.
Yeah, I really
100%,
can.
100%. 100%. 2 Chainz in the choir.
Hymns.
It would be.
I can imagine it, can't you?
It would be very different music, I imagine.
Well, not necessarily, because he'd probably be about 10.
You're going to start somewhere.
That's right.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm going to start.
Greg, were you ever in the, everyone's been in the choir. Everyone,
I was in the choir, yeah, definitely.
Everyone
has to
at school. You were?
No, I wasn't.
I'm not ashamed to say it.
I wasn't in the choir. I had to sing in assembly, but I wasn't in a specific choir, no.
Everyone sings in assembly.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said, but like, that doesn't mean I was in the choir. I wasn't.
You weren't chosen, no.
You just went to some posh school. Everyone was in the choir.
Excuse me. Chosen choir.
Cannon Lane in Pinner. It was you know, your bog standard. It was great.
Pinner? That's where Fern grew up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same.
But I was in the school choir, and I had to wear a badge which said choir. I know. And when I was conscripted in, I was told to be in the choir.
Told?
You were told. But I originally,
by the priest.
I originally thought it said chore. I thought I was in some kind of chore club.
Oh.
When I originally signed. Anyway.
So did they pluck you and say, it's you, you're going to be in the choir?
They auditioned a load of us. And
you got through?
I got through, yeah.
Wow.
I had to perform once as an elf.
Yeah, well, we've heard you.
This just sounds like... Really? What choir was this?
Yeah. I had to wear bin liners and perform as an elf in the choir.
That's a distant memory. Were you bullied by the choir?
I don't know.
If you're bullied by the choir, that's the lowest.
Yeah. That is bad. We've heard your singing talents on the Lisa and Steve theme tune. Well, yeah. I can understand why you got picked. 2 Chainz in the church choir, real or no real?
Real.
Stark, go and dress up as an elf. Here's some bin liners.
okay.
I think it's real.
That one is real.
Of course.
Right.
And what about this? They're all music, real or no reels, because it's even more music month.
The theme tune to ITV's The Alan Titchmarsh Show was composed by Jessica from The Veronicas.
Untouched. I don't know the Titchmarsh theme tune.
Here it is. Titchmarsh. It's so good.
It's one of the best.
But you do know that Alan Titchmarsh is the Pied Piper of the elderly.
Oh, yeah.
So when they hear this, they all flock like zombies to the telly. Mm.
Is this like...
My nan included.
If they played this on top of an ice cream van, they would all come running.
Oh, my word. Well, they try.
It is... It is a give us another blast. That's a great thing.
Oh, this titch march is odd.
It is good.
Quick.
But did Jessica from the Veronicas write it? You know the Veronicas. They're always on Radio 1 for some reason. I don't know why either. Very popular song with our audience.
It does have a touch of the Titch Marsh about it.
A touch of the Titch Marsh. That could be its own show.
That would be a great show.
Welcome to A Touch with the Titch Marsh.
Oh, actually, no, I don't
no,
want
maybe
that.
Not.
I don't want that on TV. So...
What are we touching today, then?
Real or no real?
I think
Jessica
that's...
from the Veronicas.
That is real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
who made that up? Next.
At the wedding of Professor Green and Millie McIntosh yesterday, there were two first dances, as the couple couldn't agree on a favourite song. Pro Green chose Dr. Dre's Ain't Nothing But a G-Thang, while Millie chose Booty Love's Shine.
Ah, oh, Booty Love, right.
Oh, wow.
Are we going to get a blast of Booty Love then?
It's just a time to shine.
I only remember... I found a place, yeah. What was that one?
Where
Boogie Tonight.
Boogie Tonight.
This no, is the Shine's quite good.
Of all time, though. It's your time to shine.
No. You wouldn't do this as your first dance, would you? This is more like, though.
Why?
One, two.
No. Can you imagine that as your first dance?
We'll leave that there.
Is that the rude version?
I don't know.
Keep playing it.
No.
That would be even less Scott
Mills
month.
I like this. This is like Chicken.
Welcome to even less Scott Mills month.
It is Chicken. Swear words.
I like this. DJ Chicken.
Oh!
And, easy.
So, real or no real? Pro Green, wedding, first dance.
Well, I would have said real if we hadn't been given those two choices, because there's no way that they'd have picked those two, really.
I know.
Booty Love.
I know.
Not even Boogie Tonight I would have picked.
Exactly. Did you pick
that? It's a really odd choice, isn't it? Really odd choice. But I can imagine him choosing that for the first... Actually...
But if you were a pop star, if I was Professor Green, I would definitely pick one of my own songs to dance to.
Yeah.
Well, it's awkward if you pick any other fellow pop star, isn't it?
I'd get Sandé in to sing it, wouldn't you?
Read all about
well, is that
it.
What they've done? Get Sandé in to sing Shine or something?
I doubt that.
Emily Sandé was not in Booty Love.
I'm going to say no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
And next.
Connor Maynard recently had a painful accident in the shower while using menthol shampoo without due care and attention.
Oh, we've all done it.
Happens.
What? We've all done it.
Tingly dinglies.
Mm. Oh.
Feels kind of good, though, for a while. Whoa. And then burns. So, does Conor Maynard put the menthol shampoos on his, you know...
Was that what the question was?
Does he do it regularly, is the question, or what?
What are we doing here?
Has he done it recently? What do you listen to the actual clip that I play of Chris Smith and then you'll be able to know? Do you want to hear it again?
Once more.
Right, okay, not paying attention, are you?
Conor Maynard recently had a painful accident in the shower while using menthol shampoo without due care and attention.
Okay, well, going by that, I'm going to have to say real then, because, as you said, it's happened to all of us, hasn't it?
You feel tingly, but you do feel extra clean.
Yes, you do.
You really do.
Minty fresh.
Yeah. Ready to go.
Yeah.
Real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to say real on this one, please, Scott.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yes. He live tweeted the episode to his concerned fans.
What, do you mean the video?
I don't know.
Oh.
His followers got an iPhone.
Look what I've just done.
Yeah, look. What? Look at my nethers. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Greg scored 20, I scored 40.
How? Whoa.
I'm doing so well this week.
You are.
I think I've got that wrong somewhere, but...
I do as well.
You definitely have. You didn't get...
Yeah. We argue off air, please. Greg's next. Tomorrow is the final day of Lisa and Steve, and they have to decide, do they go back to being friends or do they carry on with their relationship? They're going to be live in the studio tomorrow from 1 p.m. Scott Mills, baby.
BBC Radio.